Republicans slam Major League Baseball for All-Star Game relocation hypocrisy. By Wendell Hasebo on April 3, 2021. Republicans slammed Major League Baseball, MLB, for canceling their All-Star Game in Atlanta over a new Georgia state law requiring voter identification. The cancellation pending relocation has drawn attention from Republicans who have highlighted MLB's hypocrisy, which includes the organization's requirement to show identification to receive game day tickets at will call, as well as the fact that they have a player development center in communist China, a country whose human rights record features perpetrating a genocide against their Muslim minority Uyghur population. The cancellation also impacts black-owned businesses in Atlanta, costing the city as much as $190 million in revenue. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was quick to tweet, "Georgia's laws don't comport with MLB values, but China's do? Georgia's laws don't comport with MLB values, but China's do?" Mike Pompeo, at Mike Pompeo, April 3, 2021. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said MLB's decision to cave to a misinformation campaign from liberal extremists and their activist allies in the media is absolutely wrong. "I've been a lifelong baseball fan. But at MLB's decision to cave to a misinformation campaign from liberal extremists and their activist allies in the media is absolutely wrong. Make no mistake, the community of Atlanta is who MLB is really hurting here." Kevin McCarthy, at GopLeader, April 3, 2021. Representative Ann Wagner, RMO, tweeted, "Atlanta is not an acceptable location for the All-Star Game, but playing MLB games in Havana is? In the MLB's view, Atlanta is not an acceptable location for the All-Star Game, but playing MLB games in Havana is?" And Wagner, Adonal Wagner, April 3, 2021. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R, booked a slot on Tucker Carlson Tonight where he said, "I guess we should be boycotting them for having their headquarters in New York. Because that, ID, law is more restrictive than ours." Representative Jim Banks, RN, relayed, "We should never bow down to pressure over matters of principle like religious freedom or election integrity. Republicans nationally could learn a lot from following a Gov Kemp's example. We should never bow down to pressure from at NCAA at MLB or core like at Delta at American Air over matters of principle like religious freedom or election integrity. It's not worth it." Jim Banks, at Rep. Jim Banks, April 3, 2021. Former President Donald Trump put his thoughts into the ring, calling for a boycott of MLB. "Boycott baseball and all of the woke companies that are interfering with free and fair elections," Trump wrote. "Are you listening, Coke, Delta, and all?" Conservative commentator Jack Posobiec weighed in, asking if MLB will be boycotting air travel after October 1, 2021, citing airlines' requirement to show ID to fly. "Hi at MLB, will you be boycotting air travel after October 1, 2021? pic.twitter.com/sategwefh. Jack Posobiec, at Jack Posobiec, April 3, 2021. Tim Murtaugh, a former spokesperson for the 2020 Trump campaign, also pointed to MLB's ID hypocrisy. "Waiting for the announcement from at MLB that they will no longer require ID for picking up tickets at will call. It's fan suppression." Tim Murtaugh, at Tim Murtaugh, April 3, 2021. And Sean Spicer directed attention to a poll that shows overwhelming support Americans have for voter ID laws. "So 72% of Americans support voter ID, including a majority of Democrats. The at MLB should only allows the 28% to play, watch, attend, participate." Sean Spicer, at Sean Spicer, April 3, 2021. The news of the relocation encouraged Senators Mike Lee, RUT, and Ted Cruz, RTX, to join Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, in calling to terminate MLB's antitrust exemption. "Why does that MLB still have antitrust immunity? It's time for the federal government to stop granting special privileges to specific, favored corporations, especially those that punish their political opponents." Mike Lee, at Sen Mike Lee, April 2, 2021. "Exactly right. And at Sen Mike Lee and I will be working hard to end MLB's antitrust immunity. Hashtag go woke, go broke." Ted Cruz, at Ted Cruz, April 2, 2021. These are MLB's corporate sponsors, who pressured to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Do all of them oppose voter ID? Are all of them willing to be the woke enforcers of the corrupt Democratic Party? And do all hate the 75 meters who voted for Trump? Ted Cruz, at Ted Cruz, April 3, 2021. Do all of them oppose voter ID? Cruz tweeted. Are all of them willing to be the woke enforcers of the corrupt Democratic Party? And do all hate the 75 meters who voted for Trump?